Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Okay, it's time to get real. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, everyone. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for being in the audience. Thank you for being a really devoted and committed listener. I am so grateful that the show is just growing and growing, and it's only because of you. I mean, I'm just sitting up here talking, but the show's popularity is growing because of you. Spread the word. Reality Spirituality is out there for all my listeners. What is Reality Spirituality about? What kind of show is it? Well, Reality Spirituality, it's not a religion. It's a show that focuses on happiness and internal peace, an internal contentment, an internal knowing that everything that is going on is in perfect order. Reality Spirituality is a guide to living connected to the universe, connected to source energy, connected to our higher power, God, whatever term you'd like to put on it, you'd like to use, I should say, whatever term, Reality Spirituality, we focus on our everyday life, everyday common experiences, because in every moment, there is a connection to the universe, every moment. And that is what I am passionate about. It's not about, achieving or accomplishing, it's about our day. It's about the day-to-day grind, how to live connected to the universe. But today it's a very special day, because I really wanted to have this young man on the show. Robert Sharp has become more to me than an author and a radio host and an inspiration to the world. I have to say that Robert Sharp is one of my friends, even though we have never met, I feel a connection with this young man the reason why the connection is so strong is because we both share the same intention. We both share the same agenda. We both want to inspire by sharing with others, by our written words, our guests, our radio show. We really came here. We really are here to uplift this world. This is kind of corny, but it's to leave this place, to leave this planet better than when we came in. Am I right, Robert?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Yeah,
Rebecca.
And so let me give you a little bit of his background. We had to be, professional here. So let me, for my new listeners who do not know who Robert Sharp is, he is the founder of ByteRadio.me. He's host of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth. Do you hear the title of that radio show, Bringing Inspiration to Earth? And he's the author of Joy Potential, where you'd least expect it. In other words, there is joy around every single corner. There is joy where we least suspect it, only because We're not looking for it. We don't look for joy. We don't look for these things in our everyday common circumstances. Robert Sharp established Bite Radio Me in 2010 to provide a source of positive programming designed to enlighten and entertain listeners. The Bringing Inspiration to Earth show focuses on presenting inspirational guests in self-help, spirituality, Children's Corner, which I've read this before, but I didn't really digest it until now, Children's Corner and environmental issues. A former corporate trainer, Robert has more than 25 years experience in the study of metaphysics and more than 10 years radio experience, both in broadcasting and internet-based. For more information about Robert and his radio show, you can go to biteradio.me. That's www.biteradio.me. And for more information, if you want to order his book, which is fabulous, it's a really good ride with a really interesting twist, and a fascinating ending. So I want to tease that out, but it's really worth the read. And you can go and order his book or find his book, Joy Potential, by going to www.joybook.me. Robert Sharp, welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Good day, and thank you for having me back. I just love our chats.
Yes, I do too. I want to talk a little bit about your book because, Jesus. Okay, hold on a second, audience. I get so excited about having Robert on the show. I totally forgot. I need to make a couple of really important announcements. That's what happens, Robert, when I really don't script the show and I just go on my inspiration. I have to make a couple of really important announcements. I will be co-hosting every Thursday on the Janet Love Show. It's also heard on Blog Talk Radio. Just co-hosting for a while, just trying it out. You know how the universe works. None of this stuff is planned, audience. I am just open to the journey. I'm open to traveling. It doesn't matter. I don't have any plans. I let the universe drive totally. So that's going to be every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And again, it's the Janet Love Show. I'm just co-hosting, manning the chat and also the phones. But this is my huge, this is another huge announcement. On Monday, this Monday, June the 2nd, guess what the universe dropped in my lap, Robert? You'll never guess.
I have no idea.
Okay, here we go. I got an email last week from, you know how you just get all these emails, and Miriam Williamson. Have you heard of her, Miriam Williamson?
Miriam
Williamson,
I think I know who
she's a New York Times bestseller author.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's running for Congress. Mm-hmm.
Yes, running for Congress. She is going to be on Reality Spirituality. I'm going to be interviewing her this Monday at 9:30 a.m., and just for a half hour, and she is going to be sharing with my audience and the Los Angeles audience, because I am in Los Angeles. She's running for the District 33, and so she's going to be on Reality Spirituality. So there you go. I spoke with her yesterday live, and I'm really excited about getting her insight as why is she running. I mean, she's one of the most influential spiritual leaders in the world. She's been on Oprah, Larry King, CNN, Piers Morgan, all over the planet, lectured all over the world for decades. And so she's running, and we're going to find out why is a spiritual woman, a spiritual background, is going to be running for. I actually love the idea. I mean, we need more of us in these type of positions. So that's going to be this Monday, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, Reality Spirituality. That's the announcement. Back to my guest, Robert Sharp. What do you think about that, Robert? Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah. I've actually known about that for a while. I have another friend in L.A. who's kind of been keeping me in the loop on that. So.
Okay. Well, I just found out about it this week, so it's all news to me.
Well, you know, it's good with you being L.A.-based, you know, and that's where, you know, the voters are that she needs to reach.
Mm-hmm. Now, my guest, Robert Sharp, wrote Joy Potential. Joy Potential, and I love the title, Where You Least Expect It. What was your inspiration for writing this fabulous book?
Well, it actually, the idea and the plot for the book just came to me on one of my walks, my morning walks, and it was really interesting as far as, you know, how the twists and turns and all of that unfolded. None of that I knew in advance. I mean, the only thing that really kind of popped in was a general format and the ending, which you indicated was a bit of a surprise. And, you know, other than that, everything, you know, all of the steps of the way, I really didn't know until each morning when I walked. And it was, I walked and I said, okay, what's next? And boom, you know, by the time the 2 miles ended, I had what I was going to write next. I would go back home and turn on the computer and start writing. And the title, Joy Potential, really didn't occur until I was probably about two-thirds of the way through the book. And up until that point on my computer, it was just, the file name was book.
I love that.
Yeah. So, and, you know, and then the, and of course, you know, with books, it's always good to have kind of like a subtitle or some kind of further definition. And then, you know, Where You Least Expect It seemed to really fit, you know, as far as the way the story goes. And, you know, to also let everyone know, kind of keep in mind, you know, that, you know, to look around you, you know, and to recognize that, you know, like you said in the intro, you know, joy is all around us, and if we're not really aware of it, then a lot of times we'll miss it.
Yes, this being self-aware is one of the most important components to actually being able to find, and not to find, but to experience the joy in all of the moments. This self-awareness is really, really key. I want to just talk about, and I've known you, and you go on these walks, Robert Sharp, every morning, and this is really key, because you have found that this connection or walking just brings you out, especially outside in nature, and 2 miles, that's really, it's like you're walking with the universe, walking with your higher power. When did you start walking? And you're so consistent with it. I love that. In other words, it's like letting yourself be embraced by the universe for that particular every single day of your life. Where did you start that commitment? Where did you start that?
Well, it was funny. I guess it was probably around the beginning of 2012 is really pretty much when it started, and the idea for Joy Potential popped in February. But it was one of those, you know, starting your New Year's resolution kind of, you know, that's what I started with, and recognized that, you know, I needed to, you know, spend time, you know, getting in shape, and I wasn't, you know, member of a gym or anything like that, and recognized that, you know, just simply walking would, you know, would work, you know, would at least contribute to, you know, to a little bit more healthier environment. And then it was probably, you know, again, this was winter, of course, we're in South Carolina, so even though it's not as frigid as the north, it can be a little bit chilly in the mornings here in the winter, and I would, you know, I basically would start walking, and then once I finished, I usually felt better, invigorated in a way. And then there were times, during the winter where it was just a little bit too cold, and I would wake up and think, you really could use that little extra time to kind of pull it together, for the morning. And so anyway, that's kind of where the discipline started. And then I think my guides just knew better, as far as, giving me the idea in February. And, and because of that and wanting to write the book for so long, once it started, I continued, every day. And then there would be days where, like, it would be raining, so really walking wasn't a choice at that point. I'm not cold, I can handle, but, walking in the rain, for a full 2 miles isn't really pleasant. So on those days, I wouldn't get the inspiration. I mean, I would sit down at the computer and it'd be like, okay, what's next? And it wouldn't be there. And I just had to laugh. It's like, okay, you're going to make me work for this, aren't you?
What you're saying is, first of all, I want to say to my audience that we all this is the beauty about this life. 7.2 billion people, and we're all so different. When I was 10 years old, 8 years old, when it would start to rain, I used to beg my parents, can I please go outside and walk in the rain? I love walking in the rain. So I just want to say to my audience that find what works for you. Find and listen to that inspiration. But seriously, you're doing yourself – It's like giving yourself a gift, a daily gift, to connect with the universe or find what works for you. Some people it's the gym, some people it's reading, some people it's meditating. Find something throughout your day that connects you, that you can feel more united with who you really are, which is the universe, your physical form of the universe. I love that. Thank you for that. Yes?
Yeah, you're very true. It really does need to fight. Now, if during a walk it starts to rain toward the end of the walk, I don't go running home. I will enjoy. And I don't try to cover up so I don't get like the Wicked Rich of the West kind of melt in the rain. But but it's just one of those things where I don't if it's raining in the beginning, it's just one of those things I don't do. But anyway, and the whole thing with that is that I think it really just was meant to show me that I really needed to establish that connection in order for the information to come. So.
Yes. Okay. So that's it. There you go. There you go, audience. Establish a connection. Establish a connection. And if you're struggling with it, just like I said, ask the universe for help. Hey, universe, help me. What's my connection? How do I establish my connection? So that's one really important thing. And it's a daily. It's not even a discipline. Like you said, it becomes a part of who you are. And, I get your pictures. Robert Sharp not only walks, but he pictures and he shares them with the world. I mean, now your walk is supplying joy so now we're all experiencing the joy that you're experiencing on your walk. Now you're sharing all this with everyone in the world. With your pictures,
yeah.
All the gorgeous flowers and all the I just love it. I love it.
Oh, thank you. And it's funny because I had done that for a while, and I usually just shared that on my personal Facebook page rather than the radio one. But, because I thought, who really wants to, see this, and the idea was I tried to keep the radio one professional, and keep all of the personal stuff off of that. But one day it was just like, I just needed to share this with everybody, and because I think, there will be people out there. And then, it was the positive reaction, to people, liking to see that. And now there are people who, comment they really look forward to seeing that every day. And so...
Yes,
so
we
anyway,
look forward
so
to
now,
it.
Now, yeah.
Let me say this, because this is something I say on my radio show all the time. This happiness, this feeling of being connected with the universe, we leave everybody out of the equation. Who would want to see this? Who would want to see your pictures? My statement is, who cares who wants to see it? I want to put it on my Facebook page. I want to put it on my radio page. That's what I want to do, and everybody else, hey, just falls into place.
Yeah, you know, it is very true. And, you know, that was one of those things that I think all of us really kind of work at. Sometimes we really spend too much time thinking about what others may react to rather than just doing what our heart tells us to do.
That's right. That when you get everyone out of your equation, and I mean everyone, from what they're going to think about it, their opinions. Let me tell you something, Robert. The most important opinion, the most important opinion in my life is my own.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree.
Yeah. So I like that you are following your inspiration, and it sounds like you're following what you feel your inspiration more and more throughout your life.
Yes, yes. And that's, you know, that's the one beauty about, I really think, you know, there's a beauty in coming from being unconscious to conscious, you know, that there's, you know, that unfolding of, you know, of awareness, and it's like, okay, now I see why, you know. And so in a way, it also kind of gives me a little bit more understanding of people who choose not to look at life consciously, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, well, they're in this process, you know, and there will be a time where they'll start to discover, you know, the joy of really what life has to offer, and when that'll be great, you know, it's their journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. You know, you said something about the joy of this becoming from unconsciousness to consciousness, and I never really thought about it like that. But it is a rebirth or it's going down an enlightened path. I mean, really, honestly, the lights start to come on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just actually while you were saying that, I thought about the idea of just walking into a room, a dark room, and then turning the light on, and like, oh my God, look what's there, you know?
Yeah. Look what I see. It really is. Listen, most of my life was spent unconsciously, and thank goodness the universe is letting go. I mean, my memory is shot to hell. So thank goodness for that, because if I really thought about, oh my goodness, the things I used to say, the things I used to do, the things I used to do, my behavior, yuck.
I know, but thank goodness you are where you are, right?
Yes. So one of the things that, you know, I love to do is talk about our real life situations, and I asked you a few questions before our interview today, or before our chat today. And I love to just kind of notice, how am I different than the beginning of the year? How am I different than last month? How am I different? I mean, I like to track. I like to really track my progress. It really keeps me inspired. It really keeps me inspired. I live in an area. Actually, I'm in the front house, and there's a back house. And in the back house, I moved here in 2026. And I'm kind of getting off for a second, but it's a really quick story. I moved here in 2006. And the people in the back house used to always park their cars right in front of the door, on the lawn, I mean, in a place where they're not, quote-unquote, supposed to park. And, Robert, that bothered the hell out of me what somebody else was doing. And I would put notes on their door, you know, this is a violation of the fire department rules and regulations. You could... excited and on and on and on, because that bothered me. Now this week, and I mean, I had countless encounters with my neighbors, and you can't park like that. It's illegal. And it really is illegal to park. There's no danger to it, but it just looks like hell. And it just bothered me for so long. I mean, probably for a year at least, I was going back and forth with my neighbors. And, of course, this week, they're parking back there in front of their door again. And I looked back there. I even took a picture with my phone. And I said, you know what? Look at this. They're illegally parking, and it's 2014, and I don't give up. Fill in the blank. So let me ask you, what don't you care about now? I mean, things that you used to, I mean, what used to bother you and it just doesn't bother you anymore? You can, what is that? What, you know, give me some examples.
Well, probably for radio, since we're both radio hosts, the one thing that we both have experienced within, I think, the last couple of weeks is a no-show guest.
Oh, yeah.
Though you may go...
the famous no-show guest. Oh, right at the minute. Oh, 15 minutes before the show, 10 minutes before the show, all this preparation. No show!
Yeah. I know, you know, and especially after you, you know, kind of even within the day confirmed that they're going to be there, and you know, so that used to bother me, and you know, it, and actually, I had really worked at releasing that because I just felt that it was just rude, you know. I mean, I just think that it's, you know, inconsiderate of the host, and if there, I mean, situations occur, no doubt, but I don't think there's anything that really would prevent someone from making a phone call to say, you know, listen, this came up, I just can't do it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's, and you know, I've had a few and worked at releasing that, and it really wasn't until the last one happened, which was like last week.
Yeah, that, please, that, well, let's the reality of spirituality, come on, let's talk about it, then what happened?
Yeah. Well, see, and each time it happened, first of all, the first couple of times it happened, and, you know, getting over my, you know, frustration with it, I recognized in hindsight that it was probably a good thing that the person didn't show. Because, you know, first of all, if they're going to be that unprofessional with me, then, you know, they, chances are, with any client or, you know, even any particular interactions they'd have with other people would be the same. So I find, first of all, that I'm glad that I'm not promoting someone who is not professional, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was one thing, you know, that was like in hindsight. But still, there was always a lingering, like, you know, come on, you know, have a little, you know, respect for, you know, for what
mm-hmm.
it is. And but it really wasn't until the last one happened, and that was, like I said, last week. And it was interesting because, you know, this is the person, the author, was referred to me from a publicist who has sent me many guests. And they have, and actually this was the second no-show that she had within a month. I know. And it was like, it was a shock because I had received authors from her for 3 years and never, ever had a problem, ever, not once. But within a month period, I had two. Now, the first one that happened was, you know, and you know, You prepare for interviews. It takes, you know, sometimes people think that, you know, you just go on there and you talk. Well, you know, I mean, if you really want to do a good job, you spend some time preparing for that, you know. And you know, if it's an author, I really pride myself on reading their books beforehand. So the guest that I had planned was like a no-show. And then I was like, wow, you know, this is really something. Let me contact the publicist and tell her, you know, what happened. And I was a little irritated in the sense that, you know, it's like, you know, this was unusual from her. And mm-hmm. then probably about 15 to 20 minutes after the time the show was scheduled, and I canceled it because, you know, one of my skills is, you know, you have a wonderful skill of being able to talk about a topic, you know. That's just not one of my strengths. You know, mine mm-hmm. is really bantering back and forth with individuals. Mm-hmm. So I just canceled the show. Anyway, about 20 minutes afterwards, I get a call from the author, and she apologized and indicated that, you know, that it was not like her, you know, and looking at her credentials, I mean, she had like pages of credentials, and, you know, and I could tell that just her personality and style was not that, you know, that she would be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Then come to find out that she had just put her mother in hospice care, and it was kind of throwing her off her game, you know.
Mm.
So
let me throw something in here right now, because I'm just throwing this right at you. Because I really believe that this guest no show, it really has nothing to do with the guest. I really believe that. This is just my theory, and you know I'm always right about everything. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oops. It's really not about the guest showing up or not showing up. It's really about the lessons that I needed to learn for myself.
Right.
And you said it, that you're just cool with it now, and it's about being okay with whatever the universe throws at me, whatever, you know, if you play baseball, there's a lot of different pitches. It's a curveball,
mm-hmm.
it's a slow ball, fastball, slider. I really do not like baseball, but I do know there's a lot of pitches. And so it's just like whatever pitch the universe throws at me, they want me to be able to hit it out of the park.
Right.
They want me to be able to be cool and calm and not get all derailed emotionally or switch up my vibration just because a guest canceled. That's what I really believe. So it's never about the other person. It's always about my reaction to it. And that's what it sounds like, that you have gotten to a point where you're just so, this is the word on the street. You're just so chill with it. You've become so chill with it, right?
Yeah, it is. And you're right. You know, each of those times it was something I needed to look at. You know, why was it that I felt offended, you know, or affronted? And you're right, I have really made the shift. And with that one, you know, again, that was like a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago. And, you know, and she called in afterwards. Now, see, if a guest calls in afterwards and, you know, apologizes, recognizes, that's a whole different matter. You know, and I've actually had one a couple of years ago where one of the guests was actually taking his father to the hospital. You know, and I mean, it was like, you know, so I mean, you know, legitimate, you know, but they're conscious, you know, and actually apologetic. And so,
okay,
anyway,
so I have
rescheduled.
I have a question for you. Here we go. Seatbelt time. Okay. So, we got the apologetic, but what if they don't call? What if they just disappear off the face of the earth? Are you telling me that bothers you and that affects you?
Oh, no. Yeah, actually, no, and that's a very good question. No, actually, it doesn't bother me, but I don't
anymore.
Yeah. That was one of the easiest things to let go of, you know, in my opinion, to me, that was a definite display of unprofessional. So, you know, so if they disappear completely, don't call in, don't say anything, then I simply don't reschedule. It's a matter of like, will I follow up with them and have them on the show?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they disappear, they're gone. You know, they're gone. The idea is gone. I mean, poof. You know, that's like, you know, but if they call in like this particular guest did afterwards and you know, apologize, indicated the circumstances, then I will reschedule the show for a later date. And with her, and it was interesting because I rescheduled her for like a couple of weeks later. And, you know, of course, the first thing I asked is about her mom. How was her mom? And she said, well, she passed on yesterday. And I'm like, what? I said, you know, and I said, you don't have to do the interview today. And she said, oh, no, I'm okay with it. Well, this particular woman worked with shamanic energy. So she was really in tune with, you know, spirit and you know, the whole idea of the body and all that kind of thing. So to her, like, mom is just, you know, in spirit now, and it's not like it's not a big deal, but it's just like, you know, that's just the way that it goes. That's just life, as we know it. So, but it was, to me, again, a testament to her commitment. You know, here it is that her mom had just passed the day before, and mm-hmm. she still chose to do the show. So,
yeah,
but,
wow.
But then the one that happened last week was, again, another author from this publicist, and it was like, okay, and I had, you know, confirmed before a couple of times before. And anyway, it just didn't happen. And at the end, I just send off an email to the publicist. You know, we had another no-show again. Mm-hmm. And then I get a call from the author. And in between the number one and number two, I had a gentleman on my show, Jonathan Robinson, who wrote the book 50 Shortcuts to Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And during that show, one of the things he talked about was, like, when encountering negative situations is to ask yourself, what good can come of this?
Right.
And so when this second instance happened, my first thought was, going back to that show, okay, what good can come of this? And just let it go. I mean, it was just one of those things. I fought it, and, you know, it really helped in just kind of moving on. Well, get a call from the author, again, apologized. You know, in this particular case, it was an emergency room, so a hospital, so couldn't do the interview. But within, and of course, I went ahead and with the publicist to reschedule. Well, while I go ahead and do that, I find out that this guest also has a radio show on a different network and invited me to be on their show. So it was like, you know, what good could come of this? You know, here it is, you know, where before, if it had occurred, you know, I probably would not have had most likely may not have had that mutual appearance opportunity. And so, you know,
okay,
I just kind of sat back and smiled.
So now we're coming, now we've got two takeaways from this fabulous interview with you. Well, we've got more than that, but really two solid ones. The second one, as far as this first one is, you know, connecting yourself with the universe every day, doing something that works for you. The second thing is now, whatever happens, people, hello, and let me say this, when you ask the universe a question, you're always answered. I love that question. What good can come of this? Or show me the good. Where is the good? Because let me say something. It's all good. Even though it doesn't feel like it, even though it doesn't look like it, you find good in everything. And I even mean the most horrific situation. Now, you might not be able to sit in it at the moment, but there is good in every situation. Where is the good? I love that.
Yeah, I did too.
Now, let's go. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that was just one of the jewels that I took from that show too. So I really enjoy putting it into practice.
Yes, and that is what I think that is what your show and my show offers. Is let's start putting these things into practice. We all know the concepts. We all can talk about it, but the real, what word am I looking for, Robert?
The real benefit.
Thank you. Gee, I love radio hosts. The benefit is putting it in practice in our daily lives. It just starts with just little questions and just a little bit shifting what we've always done to something different. One of the things that I know about you, and you've said it a little bit today on the show, is there are certain types of people that maybe the energy is not compatible. I like to say incompatible energy. The energy, maybe negative people or quote-unquote disrespectful people or people that are rude, people that are just – because you're really a considerate, thoughtful, kind, loving – supportive type of energy, aren't you?
I try.
That's who you are. You don't even have to try. It's like a bird trying to be a bird. No, that's who you are. I mean, that's what I feel from you.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Yeah. That's what I feel from you. I mean, and just so open, and wanting to help and wanting to uplift, and you know, you're a kind soul and a gentle soul, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah. I mean, that's who you are. And so when you encounter these other types of people and they're totally the opposite, they're rude, they're obnoxious, they're offensive, I remember you told a story a long time ago about this man who's quote-unquote racist and... Yeah, then and you said you used to start laughing at him. So these type of people, are you able to? Are you able to look at them differently today than maybe you looked at them 6 months ago? In other words, when I say look at them, I mean really, really embracing them, just like the universe, and loving them loving and also accepting them.
Okay, boy, that's a loaded question.
I know, but okay. You're only going to get loaded questions here.
I know. Well, okay, first of all, as far as if there's a change, then I would say yes. First of all, I'll start with saying that yes, I react differently when encountering people like people who are different
energy.
Very different from mine, and not compatible. You know, I mean, there's, you know, it's kind of be like oil and water kind of thing. They just don't mix,
how do you react? Because this is really, really important. This is another thing I want to share with my audience. None of this stuff happens overnight, audience. We're all just growing, and we're growing in reality, it's really nice that the universe just lets us grow nice and slow, nice and easy. So how do you react to this energy now? How is it? What is it now? In other words, where are you now with these types of people? I'm curious.
First of all, like I say, I've changed, you know, so I don't react negatively, you know, when encountering that. I don't get engaged in a tit for tat type of situation. I would say that right now, my biggest reaction or the way that when I encounter that kind of individual is acceptance of them. You know, acceptance for, you know, that is, they are who they are. You know, they are on their own journey. I would not say that I embrace them, or I would not say that I love them. Because now, and then this is my personal, in my opinion,
yes,
is that, you know, there, I don't, you know, we're all affected by the people who are around us. And again, like, this is my opinion, you know, and, you know, when I embrace someone, now I'm not saying that I'm embracing their ideas or, you know, agreeing with them or anything like that, but I mean using embracing in the sense of allowing them to be a part of my energy.
Let me just throw this in really fast, because one of the things that I know about you is you are really, in fact, one of the things that we're going to talk about is boundaries. So you're talking about really putting up boundaries. So keep going. I just want to throw that word out.
Yeah, and that's good, and that is very true. Yeah, so for me, it's like I choose to accept them for who they are, and you know, and allow them to have their opinions and their way of thinking without having to feel that I have to prove something otherwise. I have to kind of express mine. To me, again, it's just one of those areas where I just allow people to have their opinions in their journey. Mm-hmm. But I also, again, like you mentioned, boundaries, I choose not to associate with, you know, people like that. I choose to put my attention and time toward individuals who are supportive and positive and you know, inspirational. You know, it's because we only have so much time every day. You know, I mean, we have a limited time every day, and you know, and to me, it's just very important to who and what I put my attention. And you know, so I really don't. You know, if there's someone who I don't particularly, you know, I who I feel is kind of grates on my nerves, you know, that,
annoying.
I just allow them to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is something that's also really important. It's this self-awareness. And what you're doing is you're valuing yourself. You're actually taking care of. You're taking care of you. Care of you. And so when I don't know, and I don't know if this is true, but was there a time in your life where you really didn't take care of you?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, it was more important to, you know, take care of others, you know, yeah, and to please and that kind of thing. And, yeah, so, you know, self-value and self-respect and boundaries are very important for me now. And I think, you know, there are people out there right now that are kind of going through that as well, you know, that, you know, you get to a point where, you know, and it's different between like establishing boundaries and self-value than, you know, being self-centered and egotistical and just self-involved. You know, the difference is recognizing that, you know, I have complete control over my life and, you know, and that, you know, I have the right to choose who and what is a part of it.
I see. Well, for me, I see this whole thing as a complete circle. We're talking about people, and yeah, of course, same thing. You know, who hasn't? I'm not going to speak for anyone else, but I can speak for myself. I can tell you that I've had people in my life that totally were not in my corner and hung out with them for years. I got to make them see the light. Yeah, if I only loved them enough, maybe they would be kinder. You know, all of this trying to, who knows what the hell I was doing. I mean, it now comes to full circle. And then, like you said, getting, you know, really eliminating or not associating with, quote unquote, those types. And I could feel people that are, I can feel energy. I can feel supportive energy. I can feel accepting and loving energy. And I can also feel the other energy. But I also say that it's going to come full circle because this is for me. For me, in fact, the show tomorrow is going to be about the ultimate peace because in reality, I am not separate from anyone. You know, this is just me. I am not separate from anyone. I'm really not. This is not I'm not in a separate world. And when I see myself as separate, or I see myself as a separate entity, separate than someone else, then that's when I have problems. I'm not saying I'm going to sit up here and invite Mr. Negative Nathan. I shouldn't even say Nathan because that's my son's name. Mr. Negative, another guy with an N name. Norman, Mr. Negative Norman into my life to have dinner or invite him over to the house. But there really comes up for me a full circle of how the universe looks at everything. And for me, everyone is, the universe doesn't say, well, I'm eliminating negative Norman over here, but I'm accepting positive Rebecca. So that's just my take on it.
No, and I understand, and you're right at that. I think for me, when the beauty in it is that when I find myself encountering someone like that, is for me to kind of look at what it is that irritates me about them and recognize, you know, and recognize that that is something for me to look at. But again, something for me to look at, and it's just, they're just kind of showing me something, you know, that I kind of need to see. And, But it doesn't have to, but I don't have to buy into being with them. It's just, you know, kind of like, let me show you. This is what you need to look at there, Robert. And it's like, okay, and then I'll look at it.
How perfectly said. How eloquently said. Yes, you're yes, you do not have to hang out with them, but there is a reason for my annoyance with someone. And whatever that reason is, that means I've got to look at something. I got to go to the mirror and figure out, why am I so annoyed? What is it about me? It's really not about them. What is it about me that I'm so annoyed? And that is the fun. Actually, sometimes it's really never that much fun discovering. but it does come to a point where you're letting go. You're doing this dig, this treasure hunt, this deep investigation to really get rid of. To lighten yourself up,
right.
To get rid of stuff that annoys you and irritates you, right?
Exactly right. And once you get that awareness and, you know, that whatever it is it doesn't annoy you anymore, then, yeah, you can kind of just have much more peace, like you can have tomorrow, in your life.
Yes. I love how you put a lot of importance on playing. Playing throughout your day. Why is it important for you to take time to play during your day?
Wow. Yeah. Now, see, that's an interesting one, because when you ask me kind of what I've learned this year so far, you know,
yes.
And one of the things that had come up several times from people who I know who are intuitive and have kind of tuned in for me was that I needed to play more and not be
mm-hmm.
so serious all the time. And, you know, and as a matter of fact, one person asked me, you know, what do you do to play? And I actually had to stop, and it took a while for me to really think of something. And I thought, you know, I shouldn't have to think so hard about that, you know? I mean, I should be able to come up with the answer pretty darn quick, you know? And so anyway, you know, that to me, then I was able to recognize that, you know, life is out of balance. You know, and, you know, why it's so important, I mean, because, you know, we may not be here tomorrow. You know, we may not be here the next minute. You know, and the fact is, you know, life is meant to be enjoyed, you know, and play, especially, you know, when you look at children play, I mean, it's so freeing of the soul, you know, and to me that, you know, the soul needs that. And
yeah.
So, you know, that's the kind of thing that why I think that it's very important to have a healthy ratio between work and play.
Ooh, okay, so you're one of those. Okay, so now I'm even getting a more sense of who you were. Who you were not. Because I'm picturing asking my father, what do you do to play? And he was like, I don't play. He would just come out and say, well, I remember in the house, like, okay, stop playing. You play too much. Stop. I mean, it was.
How about that?
Yeah. But listen, I was the total opposite. I was such a goofball player, but I couldn't play around him. Yeah.
How funny. Interesting.
So I have a question to ask you if you're talking about playing. Are you? Oh, this is going to be so much fun. I love this question. Can you believe the hour is almost up?
I know. It flies by.
You're
having fun.
Okay, so this is a question. If you go to a restaurant, let's say Robert Sharp goes to a restaurant, and just go with me here, and you order Jell-O. I know nobody serves Jell-O, but let's say you're at a restaurant and somebody ordered, and you ordered Jell-O. Are you, Mr. Robert Sharp, author of Joy Potential, and radio host of Inspirational Earth Radio, would you be able to sit at the restaurant, you have a big bowl of Jell-O, can you put both hands in that Jell-O and just keep squeezing and squeezing and squeezing and lifting and squeezing? Can you do that today?
now, I'm probably to the point that I could play with the Jell-O. You know, with my hands, I'm not sure. It depends on where I am and who I'm with. I know, but hey.
No, I love it. First of all, I love you because you're so freaking honest. You're so honest. And so, I love it. I'm feeling
But I mean,
you.
I would make it wiggle back and forth and make fun and, you know.
But, no, Robert. I said put your hands in the Jell-O, lift it up, put up and throw it back down in the bowl.
No.
No, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just planting the seed.
I see. Okay.
You want freedom, honey? You want freedom?
I promise you, the next time I do that, you will get a post on Facebook immediately with my hands in the Jell-O.
Yeah, hands in the Jell-O, lift it up, okay. Drop it down, lift it up, and you're in a public restaurant now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I will. Whenever I'm in public restaurant, I will look to see if they have Jell-O on the menu, and if they do, I may just have to challenge myself. I like to challenge myself every now and then, so. But I will be thinking of you every minute. My fingers are in that Jell-O.
So now you really know me. Listen, I could pick up a bowl of Jell-O and put it on my head. I could care less.
That's great. Well, I hope to get to that point sometime soon.
Well, listen, but I'm saying is this is what I love about you. There are places where I need to get that you are. So it's not about giving you an assignment and I don't have assignments. We're just so different. I love to find people that, you know, are just so open to this life experience and experiencing it all with joy and fun. Oh, you're just such a wonderful man. I love you so much.
Well, thank you. I feel the same about you. You're a wonderful woman. I've really enjoyed our friendship on Facebook and ever since we first connected. It's just been a delight.
Yes. So you know what? Golly, Robert, we've got maybe 4 more minutes in the show. I want you to take this time to talk about anything that we did and we didn't. And where can my audience find you? And tell them about your show and when can they listen? I know you're 5 days out of the week. I can't believe that. Please tell my audience where they can listen to you.
Right. Okay. Of course, I'm here also on Blog Talk Radio and my website, which is biteradio.me, and that's biteradio.me. On that website, I have on the homepage, I have the Blog Talk Radio player. So if you go to the homepage, right down center page is the last 6 shows that you can click on and they'll be streaming. So that's really handy. Also, on my calendar section, I have upcoming shows. All the links are there, so if you just click on the name of the show, you can go ahead and set yourself a reminder if you're interested in a particular topic. Also, I have an archived link where I have all the shows from 2011 down on up to current. There, I have them listed in a drop-down menu by date, and also if there's a particular individual, there's an alphabetical listing that'll take you directly to that archive show. So that's as far as.
And when is your show on specific? It's on Monday through Friday,
right.
And what time?
Yeah.
Can you give us the time?
Yeah. It's usually Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, and I do occasionally have different times to accommodate guests. You know, if that 4 to 5 period isn't fit for a guest, sometimes they're a little bit earlier, sometimes a little bit later. But all of that is on my calendar so people can find out there. And as far as the book, Joy Potential, joybook.me is where all of that's available, the e-book, paperback, signed copies. And book number 2 is going to be coming out real soon.
And I know you have a book signing tomorrow. And book number 2, well, you have to keep us posted on that. And tell my audience where your book signing is tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow, it's here in the Myrtle Beach area, and it's called Books to the Beat, and it's a fundraiser where we're going to have 23 different authors of a local author network I belong to, Beach Author Network. So we'll have a signing, and there's going to be music and food and dancing, and all of the proceeds go to a local charity called Jason's House, which works toward bringing children with pediatric cancer to Myrtle Beach and their family for a week. And so proceeds will be going there from the authors as well as all of the people who are in attendance. And that's going to be tomorrow, June 1st. Again, the local Myrtle Beach area. If anybody has any questions, they can contact me. At my office number is 843-808-0777. And there are a few tickets available left. There's going to be about a couple hundred people there.
Ooh, sounds great, Robert. Thank you again for being on Reality Spirituality. Of course, we will always stay in contact. I love you on the show so much, and I will talk to you soon on Facebook or even sooner than that. Okay, Robert? Thank you
Absolutely.
For being on Reality Spirituality.
And thank you very much for...
You know what, everybody? This show, this hour went by so fast. That's all the time we have for today's show. I want to thank you all for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday. And this week on Monday, I will have Marianne Williamson on Monday at 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like more information on the coaching programs that I offer, you can visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com and go to the private session tabs. If you'd like to receive my free monthly newsletter, send an email to me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality Facebook page. Read my blog. No, excuse me, forget the blog. I don't have a blog, not a blog on site anymore. Until tomorrow, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing, always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Tomorrow it's Ask Rebecca Anything. Call in with your questions. Talk to you tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you gonna feel good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about to say.
Time to get real.